Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Well, exciting news coming out of Oklahoma State University. The search committee that's been looking for a replacement for Dr. Tom Kuhn, who officially retires next month from his position as Dean and Vice President of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at OSU, has finally found their man. It was announced on Friday by OSU President Casey Shrum and Provost Jeanette Mendez at the OSU A&M Board of Regents meeting that the committee had selected Dr. Jason Lusk to succeed Dr. Kuhn in early August, subject to final approval from the board coming up a little bit later this week. According to an email circulated by Mendez, Dr. Jason Lusk is serving as Distinguished Professor and Head, Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University, a position he's held since separating from OSU back in June of 2017. As you may remember, Dr. Lusk arrived at OSU in March 2005 as a tenured professor and holder of the Willard R. Sparks Endowed Chair. Over the next 12 years, Lusk served as a distinguished member of the Agricultural Economics faculty, earning the honorary title of Regents Professor in 2013. The Lusk family is very excited about rejoining the OSU and Stillwater communities, and Dr. Lusk is expected to transition to OSU on or around August 7th of 2023. Well, wheat harvest continuing throughout the state, but OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said the prices may have finally stabilized.
Well, if you look at wheat prices, they've been wallowing around for the last week. They finally, quote, stabilized. I don't think that stability is going to last very long. You know, we were up around $8.55. We rammed it down to $7.44. We came back up to around $7.75. We're back down around $7.45 for harvest delivered wheat. You look at the spread between the soft red winter wheat and the hard red winter wheat. Remember, we talked about a couple months ago, that was $2.50 with hard red a premium to soft red. Well, that premium now is down to $1.50 hard to red. I think we need to look at world production. It's been a record 29.4 billion bushels, 29 billion bushel record last year. So we've got lots of wheat around the world. And so you look back at that price, it indicates to me there's some downside pressure there. Russia, 3.1 plus billion bushels, 3.4 just under that last year. Their average is 29 billion. Russia's got a lot of wheat to put on the export market. That's probably going to pressure our price. And Ukraine, 643 million bushels for their production this year. Their average is 981. I think Ukraine will continue to export that, but that's a big question mark.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Kim Anderson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.